Blog Talk Radio.
This is Anne, and I want to share a beautiful message with you today, a message on the victory that Christ brought for us. The cross, we know, is a symbol of death, and it could appear like it's a symbol of losing, of dying, of everything negative. But in actuality, for us, those who are believers in Christ Jesus, the cross is an amazing, amazing victory. It's what Christ had to go through in order to win the victory for us, the victory to take us out of the kingdom of darkness and bring us into God's wonderful light. And so I wanted to share a scripture with you. I know Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53 are very familiar when we talk about the sufferings of Christ. You know, the New Testament is very interesting in that it's almost devoid of scribing what Jesus went through on the cross. It just says, and they crucified him. The most momentous, important event of human history of any is the cross of Christ dying for our sins, and yet they simply say, and they crucified him. Very little tales about it. But then as you go into the Old Testament, I guess perhaps the New Testament writers knew you could easily reference the fulfillment of what was already predicted in detail. But one scripture I really love that describes Messiah, Mashiach, is Psalm 18, and it's quoted frequently in the New Testament, such as Hebrews 2:8-9, just many, many places. But I'm going to read this and just listen to it. Yes, it refers to David, but so many of these scriptures have twofold fulfillments. They're not relegated to David. They're really fulfilled completely in Christ. So it's a beautiful, beautiful testimony of what Jesus did for us. It says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows, and that's also, of course, in the Old Testament, translated pains. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. David never went to hell, but Jesus did. This is definitely a messianic prophecy. The sorrows of hell, the pains of hell, compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called on the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, we know the Father had to temporarily turn his eyes from Jesus. The Bible says that God's eyes are so holy. He is so holy, he cannot look upon sin. So when Jesus bore our sins in his own body, the Father actually had to turn his eyes away from his beloved Son. But Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He was temporarily forsaken in order to redeem us. God allowed his wrath to be poured out on the Lamb of God, the perfect, holy Lamb of God who shed precious blood. But it says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also, and the hills were moved and were shaken because he was wroth. When God poured upon Jesus all of his wrath, as it describes in Psalm 89 and Psalm 88, he completely paid. It was such a horrendous price, a horrendous debt that he had to experience, that it completely paid for the sins of mankind from eternity past till Jesus comes back for us again. The sin factor was so horrible that Jesus had to experience a horrible death in order to pay for it as our ransom. It was a huge debt that we could not pay. We had nothing to pay. We had no righteousness to present before the Father. We simply have to trust in the blood of Jesus, our righteousness. But when Jesus was on the cross, the Father had to turn his face. But after that propitiation for sin, after that covering for sin was accomplished, after his holy blood was shed on that cross, then that Heavenly Father turned the tables on the enemy. And it says here that he bowed the heavens also, and he came down and darkness was under his feet. Do you remember when Jesus was on the cross? It says from 12 noon until 3 p.m. there was darkness over all the land. The Heavenly Father clothed himself with dark clouds. He says he bowed the heavens. He came down and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, and hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered from the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, the hailstones and the coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. And Jesus, when he was on the cross, he bore all of our sins. His blood was shed, and that was the propitiation. That was the sacrifice. And yet he did go into hell, and he suffered, as it tells us clearly, the pains of hell. It tells us that in Psalm 116 and in Acts chapter 3, he suffered the pains of hell for us so that we would not have to. And then it says, but once that sacrifice was complete, once Jesus said it is finished, once the holy blood had been shed, presented to the Father, then the Father came into where his spirit, by the Spirit, came into where Jesus was. And he was in the heart, he was in the belly of the earth. He was in hell. It says, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. That waters is, that's an allusion to hell. You know, the hell is, one part of hell is called the lake of fire. It says, he delivered me out of my strong, from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, from them that were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also to a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands as he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not wickedly departed from my God, for all of his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I also was upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore has the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. So that could be none other than Jesus Christ. David was not sinless, but Jesus, the Mashiach, the son of David, certainly was and is. Therefore has the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the upright man, you will show yourself upright. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with a froward, you will show yourself froward. For you will save the afflicted. And certainly he was afflicted. You will save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For you will light my candle. The Lord, my God, will enlighten my darkness. For by you I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over a wall. As for God, his ways are perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is our rock save our God? For it is God that girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hind feet and sets me upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken in my arm. The shield of your salvation and your right hand holds me up, and your gentleness has made me great. You have enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies. And whenever I read this, I think of the description in Colossians where it says that through the cross, Jesus made a show of the enemy, of the demonic forces, openly. Hallelujah. He triumphed over the devil, over death, hell, and the grave through the cross. And when I read this about his enemies, ultimately Satan is the chief enemy of God and of God's people. It says, I have pursued my enemies, those demonic forces. I have overtaken them. Neither did I turn again until they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise, and they are fallen under my feet. Hallelujah. Jesus, the warrior, the Lamb of God, became the Lion of Judah, trampled them under his feet. For you have girded me with strength unto the battle. You have subdued under me those that rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even to the Lord, but he answered them not. Hallelujah. I think of this as, look at Satan is so desperate. He is being so totally whipped by Jesus. He is being just obliterated, his power, his demonic forces. God is making a show. Jesus is making a show of the devil openly. They cried, but there was none to save them, even to the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. How much victory did Jesus have over Satan? He beat them as small as the dust before the wind. Hallelujah. Jesus said, all power in heaven and in earth is given to me. Hallelujah. You go, therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And then he says, in my name you will cast out devils, speak with new tongues, lay hands on the sick. So Jesus beat the enemy, the satanic forces, as small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the street. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people, and you have made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. So here we see it definitely talking about Jesus, Messiah. David was never head of the heathen. He was king over Israel, over Judah and Israel, but only Yeshua HaMashiach, only Jesus, made the head over the heathen. A people who I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves to me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers, from my enemies. Yea, you lift me up above those that rise up against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give you thanks, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto your name. Great deliverance gives he to his king. He shows mercy to his anointed. And, of course, that is another word for Messiah. To David and to his seed forevermore. Amen. So Jesus won the victory for us. Father gave Jesus the victory. Through the cross, Jesus completely obliterated, completely took away the enemy's weapons. It says he ground them small as the dust before the wind. And so in Christ, if you're abiding in Christ, you have the greater one within you. You can resist the devil, and he must flee. It's a wonderful victory that Jesus gave us through the cross.